The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Tech Thursday time with Andy O'Donoghue. And I imagine many of you are heading to festivals over the summer, but do you have all the equipment that you need? And that goes beyond having a tent. So Andy, let's start with a solar panel. Why are you suggesting people bring the BioLite Solar Panel 5 Plus with them?
Matt, why? What is the biggest thing you're going to need at a festival? If you want to take photos, you want to stay in touch, you're on WhatsApp groups with the people who are attending with you, you need to power your phone and perhaps even your digital camera. And, you know, many festivals have those charging points, but you've got to find one. There's going to be a queue. You've got to wait while you charge your phone. So I love the idea of a small solar panel to bring to a festival. The BioLite Solar Panel 5, keep your devices powered for the entire festival, probably, so you'll never miss the photo opportunity. It's a little, it's quite small, costs about €90. It's good value. It's a 5-watt solar panel, and it's got a built-in 3,200 milliamp battery, which is pretty good for the size of it. It's got USB output, so you can charge the various devices. Believe it or not, a real quirky little thing is it has a built-in sundial for optimal alignment. Now, of course, at an Irish festival, you know, you may well have to be told where the sun is, but you will pick up enough light during the day to charge the phone and use it that night. It's really lightweight, lovely portable design, and for €90, well worth having with you.
So this doesn't have to be charged beforehand. This is literally something you can just put out into the daylight and it'll do the charging for you then.
Exactly. Before you leave home, because of the built-in battery, decent-sized battery, you can charge the battery up so you get that power. But then as you start to run low, when you've been charging the phone a couple of times, the solar panel will pick up the sun and recharge the battery for you.
Okay, tell us about an LED camping lantern that you like.
This is the Vont 2, and I have to say, I always like these types of lamps because they're really bright, yet there's something kind of retro-ish about the idea of a lantern these days. Sells for about €30 online and in some shops. It's collapsible, which is really nice, so it's really easy to carry. It's got about 30 LED bulbs, and they go around the whole body of the device, so you get this 360-degree illumination, uses AA batteries. You don't have to plug it in and charge it, so you're covered for the festival, and obviously they're replaceable. And importantly, it's really tough, it's durable and water resistant, so they're kind of ideal for lighting up the tent or the glamping site if it's a bit posher. So kind of fun for late night gatherings, and of course for finding your way home in the dark.
You have a personal water filter for us.
And this is an interesting one because water filters, you know, hikers and climbers have used these for years because they tend to be, you know, maybe out in the wilds essentially, and trying to get some clean water. But Life Straw, and they can be quite expensive, €100 to €200 for a fancy water filter. But Life Straw make a really nice one. It's quite small. It's not that durable, so you need to be careful with it. But it only costs about €25, Matt, and it has a lifespan. It will filter up to 4,000 litres of water, and it removes up to 99.99% of bacteria and 99.9% of protozoa. Really lightweight and portable. There's no batteries, no moving parts, and if you want to just make sure that you're filtering your water no matter where you are, including at a festival, it's a nice idea.
Now, what about a military tactical backpack?
This is, I will confess that, like lanterns, I did go through a phase of changing my backpack often. And there are lots of makers. Urban Armour have some, and the North Face make great ones. But finding something ultra light that's good for festivals, I think, is really useful. And this is costs about €55-58. It's got this huge 34 litre capacity, loads of compartments, water resistant materials. It's got this little clipping system for attaching additional gear, so if you are bringing maybe cooking stuff, maybe if you're bringing a roll up mattress, that kind of stuff. Really good shoulder straps, strong, and back padding, the back padding is really good.
Yeah.
So it's so, you know, you need to get your kit to the festival and you want to do it comfortably. And so something like the Rebo Gear backpack is a nice way of doing it and at a good price.
You've also got a backpacking mattress.
I do, yeah. And that's, as I mentioned, so the idea is you can clip this on for about 50 euros because none of us like sleeping on the ground. We know that. And, you know, you wake up, it's going to be a little bit damp. You're going to have that pain in the back, even if you're younger and adventurous. But it uses this closed cell foam construction, so it's really durable. And it's got this reflective, what's called thermocapture coating. So you get the added warmth, which is important in Ireland during festival season. Really lightweight, compact, easy to carry, and it has this accordion style folding, so you squash it down, goes into a little rectangle, and you can pop it into the backpack. And look, if it helps you get a good night's sleep, you're going to be in bed late, so why not give it a try?
Okay, well, what about an outdoor blanket, a double outdoor blanket, quilted one?
Well, indeed, and I'm kind of thinking the long game for the festival, Matt, with the double blanket. But it's about 50 euros and kind of fun, whether it's a couple or whether there's a few friends just out having a beer late at night. It's about 84 inches by 84 inches, big square. So it will fit a couple of people. Soft, water-resistant fabric. Kind of got these kind of eye-catching patterns. So it's a bit of a conversation starter. It's machine washable, easily cleaned. And it's just one of those things. It is designed for camping and for outdoors at night. Keeps you warm. And again, folds down really well. So it's easy to bring to the festival.
I'm laughing at the next one you have on the list, the Caboodles Ultimate Makeup Kit.
I put this one in for you, and I thought this was important. But this is really good value, because one of the things that people have said to me over about tech and gadgets for backpacking and for festivals is, you know, it's all about the gadgets, and women say, well, it's a festival, and so women I know have said, you know, but like, is there anything for makeup? And it took me a while to find this, but it's described the ultimate makeup kit, but I think what it is it perhaps the ultimate festival makeup kit. Compact, portable design, multiple compartments. Got a built-in mirror for on-the-go application. And what's clever about it is available in various styles and different configurations. And essentially, it's just a really good, organized way of getting your makeup and your toiletries to a festival. So instead of throwing everything into a rucksack and it's rolling around the bottom and, you know, where's the eyeliner gone? This is the kind of portable makeup kit that is just, you'll only use it a couple of times a year, but it's brilliant for festivals.
Would you bring a stove for doing cooking on?
Well, I like that idea. Now, I know, you know, there are so many food outlets at festivals and various other things. I love
charging
the idea,
big prices.
Well, exactly. And so, you know, I suppose I'm thinking back perhaps to when I was in the Scouts. But if you do want to bring a stove, you know, you can heat soup, you can heat drinks, you can heat whatever you like, and you bring a frying pan, you're in business. So then what do you buy? And there's a couple of really good ones. These have got so sophisticated in the last 10 years. MSR are a very famous maker, and they have the Pocket Rocket 2 stove. Costs about 50 euros, compact, lightweight, heats water and food really quickly. And they're compatible with fuel canisters from various makers. The one thing that you might need on the Sunday morning of a festival is a good cup of coffee. So there you go, you're in business with this. It's tiny and it's perfect for making coffee or heating up meals just to, you know, give you that energy back on the last day.
Here's one I think is a good one, particularly given the amount of rain that we tend to get during festivals in Ireland. A waterproof phone dry bag.
These, I never go anywhere with these. No matter where I am going, Matt, I put one of these in my bag. And so phone bags, phone dry bags, various makers make them. And some of them can be really expensive. And you have the fancy makes, the well-known outdoor companies make them. But this is one from Jotto, J-O-T-O. It costs a tenner, and I've actually seen it for less. But it's this universal size, so it'll fit most smartphones up to a 7-inch screen. It's IPX8, so that is waterproof protection, which is fantastic. But importantly, it has a clear window on both sides. So you can see your notifications, you can see your WhatsApp, WhatsApp group, and you can even get access to touchscreen functions. And it has a neck strap, which is really important for a festival, to get it around your neck. So basically it means your phone and maybe even your car keys get in there. In case it pours rain, you can see the phone, you can see the messages, keeps them safe, keeps them dry, even in really wet conditions. And that's perfect for unpredictable festival weather.
A very last one, and you started with the solar panel, but you also have the Anker PowerCore 10,000 portable charger. Tell us a little quickly about this, please.
This is the thing, you need to keep things charged up. Anker are one of the good makers of these kind of devices, these portable battery packs. Look for a big, if you're buying one and you don't have a solar panel, look for a big battery. 10,000 milliamp is a great spec. You want it so that it's got USB-C. If it has wireless charging, even better. You want it compact, you want it lightweight. So something like the Anker PowerCore 10,000 is ideal for festivals, costs about €35.
Andy O'Donoghue, as ever, thank you for Tech Thursday.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.